or strychnine, a poison. Why would she take a bath in scalding water or spend the night in the snow? Manning asked. Because she wanted to end a pregnancy. Historically, women have chosen all those methods to induce abortion. While dangerous DIY home abortion approaches using tools, corrosives, and toxins were commonplace before Roe, and unfortunately are still attempted in times of complete desperation today, as we learned from the 2015 arrest of a woman who tried to do her own abortion at home using a coat hanger, so were actual medical procedures done by trained professionals and even enthusiastic activists. DNC abortion was how the women of Jane performed their abortions, but other activists also worked outside the medical profession complex and offered abortions via menstrual extractions, a type of early manual vacuum aspiration. Unlike a DNC, menstrual extractions didn't require that the cervix be dilated, making it far simpler for someone without extensive medical training to perform them. Because there is no curettage, there is less likelihood of a hemorrhage or puncture, too. In California, a group of women began meeting to conduct self-help clinics to do menstrual extractions, teaching each other to insert speculums and look at their own cervixes. Soon after, they adapted a manual aspirator that would allow them to essentially suction out menstrual lining and blood all at once at the beginning of a period, or if a period was delayed because of possible early pregnancy, simply remove the lining and fertilized egg all at once. The tool and technique was developed by Carol Downer and Lorraine Rothman, who took a standard plastic cannula and syringe, then modified it in order to ensure there would be enough container for a full menses to fit in and that there would be no issue with air accidentally being pumped back into the uterus where it could cause a potential embolism. With their new kits, they believed they could do extraction and very early abortion in a safer, less uncomfortable manner, eliminating the sharp tools and the lack of anesthetic that came from traditional illegal DNCs, where abortion providers refused to give patients medications so they could leave more quickly if there were police or other problems.